Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So as we've been talking about, the reality is I see nothing coming out of the Senate that's going to be helpful anytime real soon. I think Pedro's right. I think eventually they will get to something. But it's how much can they squeeze out of people and how desperate can they make them? And for me, this is one of those opportunities where you talk about come November, how do you hold these folks accountable? How do you put people into the halls of power who know what it's like to have missed a paycheck, know what it's like to maybe been late on the rent, maybe, who knows, even been homeless for a moment? To me, these are the voices that we now need in the halls of power to push us in a direction, because Pedro is right. This is an opportunity to remake an economy that has been patently unfair to working people for the last 40 plus years. This is an opportunity. And here to share some thoughts on why she's running for Congress and maybe what she'll do if she's elected to Congress. I've asked Mia Mason to come talk with us. She's a Democratic candidate for Maryland's 1st Congressional District. Mia, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rob, for having me on the show. And it's a great pleasure to be with you again. Basically, I've been homeless before. I know what these people are going to be going through. It's going to be struggling to go through them. I've seen everybody around my neighborhood with U-Haul trucks in the last 2 weeks trying to get ahead of these eviction notices. So we're ready to get this action taken through. We're there to lobby and get Senator McConnell to do action to get their benefits back. And we need people to call their senators and tell them to get ahead of this, to give them their benefits, because they shouldn't be going through the same thing I've gone through before and lose their home.
No, and you know, I've talked about, you know, 2008 and 2009 and that, you know, the last great GOP collapse. And all of the pain and suffering. And we had, you know, numerous people on the show during those periods who were, you know, trying to defend their homes. And in fact, the Home Defender League at that time, they were doing great, great work of just packing people into houses so that the sheriffs couldn't throw them out. And I fear we're heading back towards those moments because our government isn't and hasn't done enough in these past several years to ensure that we don't have to go through this every time a Republican administration collapses our economy.
Yeah, I fear that we are going into that. You know, a lot of houses are sitting on the market. They're just not selling. If they are, they're at a low price. And then, you know, if you take a look at the depression that we're in, it started back in November, and it kind of corresponds directly with the Great Depression if you line it up. The Money GPS, if you ever follow him on Twitter, he gave a great podcast on like how it lines up perfectly on the curve for, you know, what we're going through right now. So it's like we're repeating history again, and it shouldn't happen.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously you're running for Congress in Maryland's 1st Congressional District. In fact, if folks want to check out your website, miadmason.us is the website that you can take a look at. You know, what's your vision? What's your view of what we need to be doing? Because, look, you know, there are a lot of issues that are important that we want to talk about, a lot of social issues, a lot of stuff. At the end of the day, it's still going to come down to the economy. It's going to come down to putting food on the table and roofs over heads and clothes on kids' back. So what do you see as a way forward in that?
Right now, we're getting battered right now by the tropical storm, and they're currently without a job, and they're also without health care. So those are the top two concerns that they have right now. And a lot of companies around us are facing bankruptcy. I mean, like companies like Remington Arms, defense contractors are out of jobs. Defense contractors like Raytheon up in Hartford, they've let people go. So it's hurting everyone, that even our fishermen who can't even get the visas that were promised by our representative who loves to give grants all the time for a PR, isn't really helping out our communities. So if I get elected, we need to be able to fix our economy by bringing those incentives back to the local and state level where they belong.
Yeah, no more giant $500 billion troughs for corporate America to stick their snout in. And as I said from the beginning, I thought that was a huge mistake. But the Democrats gave the Republicans what they wanted, and they wanted this giant trough. And in return, they got an extra $600 for the people who lost their job. And now we hear, you know, some 50 million people unemployed. And thanks to McConnell, that $600 is gone. So the next month is going to be really telling on how much desperation is really going to be out there.
I agree. And because nothing got passed, even that $200 isn't going to help them at all, especially when it comes in later, if it even gets passed or signed by the president. And that's even if he wants to sign it.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. But, you know, on the healthcare front, and this is the other thing that I keep hearing from people, that, you know, they lost their jobs. And this again, is another reason I'm against employer-sponsored healthcare. Healthcare should not be tied to your job, in my view. But this is one of those moments where, in talking about how we move forward as a country and we reimagine what our economy looks like, healthcare should be first and foremost on how we make sure people get what they need. And look, I'm open to the idea of a private or a public or whatever. I'm open to all kinds of ideas. It just has to, in my view, be cradle to grave and comprehensive and affordable and high quality. And then we can talk about who, what, and why. But there's got to be a simple, single plan, in my view.
I think it is something simple and easy as Medicare for All, but I kind of have my own personal take on it. You know, I'm talking about like a price per year, per family, you know, for the entire family. You know, doesn't matter what your age is, doesn't matter what your illness is, or your disability, you're covered. You get no exclusions. That is something that is kind of unheard of, but it's Medicare for All, not Part A, not Part B, not Part C or D. It's just Medicare. It is there to take care of you. That's what Medicare for All should be. You know, that should be a price per year for your whole family. And I mean, like $600, maybe $800 per year for your whole family. That's like the price of a house payment or a car payment for some folks. I think that's affordable. Do you think it's affordable?
Well, what do you say to the person who then says, Mia, that, well, you know, that's socialism. We can't have that. And, oh, by the way, we can't cover everyone because our system is built on the fact that we ration care and we ensure that, you know, a good portion of the population doesn't get the care that they want or need. And that's how the system stays afloat.
I know, because they want to make profit. They want to a la carte it, including their vision and dental and every other little elective surgery that goes with it. But if we take a look at what's going around the world, like you were talking about with respirators and everything else and ventilators earlier, you know, $9,000 for each unit or, you know, $500 million just to make them and we get them a year after, that's horrible. You know, we need them now. They're available now. We need to be able to have them now, you know, and that's going to help us if we actually can afford it. And we should have, they already have them in the hospital. Why can't we just use them?
Yeah. And there's the question, because, you know, to answer your question of, you know, $600 or $800 a year affordable. Yeah, I think it absolutely is. I think it should be a percentage of your income. Regardless of what you make, we have to figure out how to pay for it. And this idea that, well, we can't afford it. No, we can afford it. We just haven't prioritized it. We've prioritized tax cuts for big corporations. We've prioritized, you know, tax breaks for the very wealthy and minor capital gains taxes. We've done away with the estate tax. We've got the money. We've just allocated it poorly and haven't said that Mia and Rick and all of the people watching and listening deserve and need healthcare. We haven't said that yet. And I think we have to.
Yeah, that's true. And you're completely correct about the whole percentage point for those who make under 100,000 or those who will pay more for those who make more. That's perfectly correct. That's part of what Bernie had in his Medicare for All plan that should stay.
Now, the other part of this is we've got some 50 million people who are unemployed. There are millions of small businesses that have gone belly up, probably never going to come back. What do we do as a country? I know a lot of people are saying, hey, we need to, you know, bring back the CCC camps and the WPA government. And I ascribe to this the idea that government is going to have to be the employer of last resort if the private sector can't or won't create enough jobs. Do you see that as something feasible come November?
I could be, but with the Green New Deal, one of the things that we're looking to do is create a federal jobs program so that we can create this new infrastructure, create those new jobs, because we understand that 30% of all these businesses will never reopen. 50% of all those restaurants will never reopen. And basically, everybody who has a skill can be able to do a job. They just have to be able to work and then to go to work. Wherever we have that opportunity to work, we need to be able to get them there. They need that public infrastructure, and we're going to have to be able to build that or make that new infrastructure happen for them because they're in a location that is not built yet. So we're going to have to invest in that.
the website, MiaDMason.us. Make sure you check out Mia's website. Now, you know, let's talk a little bit about, your opponent. Not somebody I think overly helpful to working people.
Yeah, they call him Dr. No. I call him Grant King Andy Harris, just because that's what he's been doing all year, giving out grants to everybody that needed one, has voted against our women, our veterans, our child care, our Defense Act. So you name it, he's voted against us.
So when you're out talking to people on the street, and I know you're doing a lot of the conversations, obviously social distancing and all of that stuff, and it's hard, it's got to be hard campaigning in this moment. What are people telling you outside of the jobs issue? Because I think all of us are focused on the economy. What else are you hearing from them? Or is it, or we're just focused on, hey, how am I going to make it to tomorrow?
They're asking for money. That's one of the things that I've ran into. They're asking for money. I give them food. That's just one of the things that I've ran into that's on a personal level. That's something that I've been able to help out with, you know, is just to get their family by. Offering childcare is another thing that, you know, because the schools are closed or going to reopen, it's unknown what our governor is going to be doing right now, but he wants them to reopen. It's a mess here in Maryland, but it's going to get better. And we just need to make sure that we wear our masks, do the right thing, stay safe, and make sure you get tested and wear your mask. As soon as you step out your door, wear your mask and make a contribution, help out your charity, and be a part of the community. Get to know your neighbor and help them. That's what's going to happen tomorrow and the next day.
There you go. Last bit. Give me your 30-second elevator pitch. Why Mia Mason?
Folks, I'm a veteran, I'm a friend, and I'm an advocate. This is our land. This is our legacy. This is why you're going to be voting for us in 2020. You can either vote for the man who's been voting against you for the last 20 years, or you can vote for the woman who's going to be voting yes for you for the next 20 years.
The website, MiaDMason.us. Make sure you check it out. Mia, I appreciate you taking some time for us. Best of luck to you, and keep it up.
You too. Thank you, Rick.
Good stuff. Thanks so much. Love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. We do most certainly need very working class voices. Quick break. Right back. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.